was tired.
Okay.
I needed something to get me going.
I thought that was special for my birthday.
It took you all of 7 seconds to work in your birthday. That's exactly why I didn't say happy birthday when you walked in this morning.
I was waiting to see how long you would it would take you to say it.
Oh, my.
You can write it on my Facebook wall.
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, my God. Good morning, front door! I'm so glad to see you, too! Okay.
Leave the phone alone.
The phone.
I know.
It's not the phone's fault.
I know.
Is the Survivor guy the guy who does the Corey Davis Realtor jingle?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he might be.
If not, he should.
Anyway, let's... So, enough of that silliness. And if you're wondering, why the hell are you playing a cheesy rock tune from the 80s? Not the first time we've done it.
Because we like it?
Mostly, it's just kind of a... fun way of getting going.
It really does. It gets you going.
In fact, we've gotten it requested before.
Mm-hmm.
I would never play the whole thing, though.
No.
Never.
Unless there is maybe some really cool mix to it.
Honestly, once the singing starts, I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah, it's the beginning part, the intro. Yeah.
It's all about the intro. It's Andy and Mal, 603. Wow, we wasted 3 minutes with that nonsense.
Fuck on.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Getting top out of 39 today. Sunny. And then rain tonight, and they changed the forecast. Rain tomorrow.
And not snow?
Not snow.
Huh.
100% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, though. So we are going to be damp. And
I think I have an umbrella.
Frozen. Yeah. Make it a lightweight umbrella. Because it'll probably start freezing to it. I mean, the high's only supposed to be 35 tomorrow, so...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe we're probably going to have some ice.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. It's sounding kind of likely to me. Last night I was on Google News, and one of the trending top stories was cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
Like cheese? Like a cheeseburger?
Like cheese, yeah. Like that you eat.
Weird.
Yeah, I thought so too.
How's that trending?
Well, because apparently Princeton University archaeologists were doing... studying
digging?
Some stuff.
Okay.
In a site near a river in present-day Poland, and they discovered remnants of vessels that would have looked a lot like, strainers, basically. And scientists there determined that the fragments they found, more than 7,000 years old, are likely from ancient cheese-making implements used for separating the curds and whey.
Okay.
So...
That's newsworthy?
It was... It's all over the place. Cheese.
I don't get why people are talking about that.
I don't
one.
Either. I don't know either. But the thing is, most of the, lots of major news outlets had a story about this. And apparently people were like, cheese? So they clicked on it. 7,000-year-old cheese? And they click on it. And then, oh, yeah. It's falling off. It's like ninth on the list now. It just a half hour ago, it was like sixth or seventh.
Well, it's morning now. More other, more news is happening and getting reported. So maybe starting to fall off. Weird though.
Yeah.
Who 7,000 years ago they learned how to make cheese.
They knew how to make cheese 7,000 years ago.
Okay, I guess that's kind of cool.
I guess.
I don't know if it's worth trending.
I don't either. But okay. Ben Affleck's at the top of the list right now, so it just goes to show you.
Why? I don't know why you don't like that noise.
It's just kind of gross.
It's not gross.
A little bit.
No. Why is that gross?
I don't know.
You're weird.
Anyway. remember the whole pink slime lawsuit that BP was suing ABC over, or BPI was suing ABC News over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now another lawsuit has been filed against ABC News, along with celebrity chef Jamie Oliver and a food blogger, saying their use of the phrase pink slime to describe that product cost this guy his job. His name is Bruce Smith. He's 58. He's among 750 people who were laid off at BPI in the wake of the company called, of what the company called, a misinformation campaign in social media news reports.
Huh.
And they keep calling it just finely textured beef. It wasn't, you know, slime.
Right.
Or whatever. So, yeah, Jamie Oliver's getting sued over the deal now, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's the scary thing, though. Like, you know, when you're putting stuff on the internet, and even not only that, but on the radio every day, it's like, wow, I really hope no one sues us.
I know, right?
Yeah. But, I don't know. I intentionally try not to be controversial. It's just easier that way.
Well, we don't want to get sued.
No, I don't have any money anyway. So.
Yeah. they wouldn't get much.
No.
You want my 2004 Dodge minivan?
You want to sue me for my debt? Sure. You can have my debt. And Google, themselves making some news. Their Google image search has changed.
Okay.
It's now going to be, I mean, have you ever done a random Google image search and you wound up getting some porn?
Yeah, I got something that I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, how did that go with that? Yeah.
So now they just announced they have tweaked how their search algorithm works, and it'll be way less likely for you to get porn accidentally in your image results.
Unless you're looking for it, right?
You pretty much have to put the word porn in to get it.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know. So, yeah. Now you know how to get your porn if you were getting frustrated. I mean, seriously, sometimes you would just look for a celebrity and then you would get like these photoshopped images.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It was kind of.
Because if they're tagged in it somehow or whatever and titled their name.
Or if they were a victim of a, you know, getting out of a car without wearing underwear incident, well, then they would. Those would show up and then, and then photoshopped fakes and all kinds of stuff. There was another actress. What was her name?
Her name is, she's from Twilight.
Yeah.
Her name is Elizabeth Reaser.
Yeah, she got caught with her, well.
Upskirt action.
Yeah, she was sitting on a stool doing an interview or something. But PrezHilton.com was trying to make a big deal out of it, and it's pretty obvious she's wearing underwear.
Okay. I've not looked at the picture yet.
That one's going to go away quickly. Probably partially because she's not as big a star as Anne Hathaway.
Well, and it's like 2 days after Anne Hathaway's thing.
Yeah. And plus, we got to see way more of Anne Hathaway than we did of this gal.
Yay.
So. But it just goes to show you. Wear underwear.
Wear underwear.
Yeah. Are you going to wear underwear when you go out tonight for your birthday?
Yeah. And plus, I'm wearing tights as well. So.
You're wearing tights?
Yeah. Cheetah tights. Cheetah print tights.
You're wearing cheetah print tights to work?
No.
Oh.
Tonight, US.
Oh. Right. I forget you change clothes like 3 times a day.
I'm wearing jeans right now.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my hot shirt because I'm going to be at Stewart's later today.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I have on right now. And then later for my birthday party, I will change outfits because it's welcome to the jungle theme.
Oh, you have a theme for your birthday.
I have a theme every year. So I'm going to be a cheetah. I thought about being a cougar.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, no, because I'm not old enough yet to be a cougar, so I could be a puma, but it was easier to find an outfit to go and be a cheetah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to be.
All right. I wonder what I
You seem surprised.
No, I'm just like...
I don't know
like,
why you're so surprised by this.
A theme?
I have a theme every year. Rock and roll.
It's one thing when you're already throwing your own birthday party.
We always have a theme.
It's another thing when you're giving it a theme.
We always have a theme. That's like the big
Who's
deal.
Who's we? You're the only one throwing the party.
Me and my friends.
Oh.
You don't think I converse with them about it? We have like this big discussion. What should the theme be for my birthday party?
I can just hear the discussion now.
It sounds kind of like that.
Yeah.
There were lots of different options, but I chose to welcome to the jungle for the theme.
Okay.
1 year it was everything that sparkles, so we were in sparkly.
Oh, okay.
Things.
Now yeah. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. One year was hats.
You know what I would have for a theme for my birthday if I was inclined to, you know, try to throw a birthday party for myself?
What?
I think I'd go Star Wars.
You should.
Yeah, you have to dress as a stormtrooper.
It would be kind of difficult to find one of those outfits.
The armor? Yeah, I know. That's what would make it fun.
Yeah. But I do know a Darth Mars, so I could get him to Marth or Darth Marth. How do you say it?
Darth Maul?
Maul.
Oh.
Oh, what are those people?
Well, that would be more of a nastier music.
Yeah, so I could get him to come to your party.
Okay. Well, we've got
news.
Can
I be Princess Leia?
Yep.
Sweet.
Gold bikini.
No, not that one.
Yep, Return of the Jedi gold bikini.
No, no.
News is next. Hang on. The hot morning sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621 up to 39 today. It is 19 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Forget about your past. You can't change it. Forget about your future. You can't predict it. Forget about your present. That didn't get you one.
Like your birthday.
Yeah.
Hot 104.7.
Today is December 14th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Mel turns 35 today.
Ha ha ha
ha. You'll be okay with it.
Okay.
Hey, my birthday is never the greatest day
35.
Either.
35. It's crazy.
Yeah. 5 years till 40.
Shush your mouth.
Vanessa Hudgens is 24 today.
Cool.
Celebrity birthdays were really thin today.
I know, there's not many that share.
Looking and I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are, except for like four of them. Scott Hatterberg, that was one I had to go look for on my own. He's 43 today. He was like the guy who used to be a catcher that they made play first base in the movie Moneyball. Real life baseball player.
Okay.
You know, the Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, I know, I like that movie.
Okay, Cliff Williams is 63. He's the bassist for AC/DC.
Rock on.
Back in Black, did you realize, is the second best-selling album of all time, right behind Michael Jackson's Thriller?
It is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in Black!
I'm not surprised.
The sack!
Shook me all night long.
Bill Buckner, 63 today. He used to be a baseball player, too. He was the guy who famously missed a ground ball, went right through his legs, and the Mets went on to win the World Series.
Mm.
Sorry, Boston. 1953, 19-year-old Sandy Koufax signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers after playing about 20 games of baseball in his entire life.
A lot of baseball stuff.
Yeah, kind of. 1974, Styx's Lady was released. Lady! Yeah, I didn't go get the song.
That's okay.
1974, Irwin Allen's masterpiece, The Towering Inferno, was released, starring Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. You ever seen that?
Uh-uh.
It's on Netflix. You gotta watch it.
Okay.
It's like almost 3 hours long. It's like a 70s disaster movie.
Okay.
It's cheesy.
Is it good?
And... pretty good, too.
It's worth 3 hours?
It's more like 2.5, but yeah, it's worth it once. One time, it's worth it.
Okay.
1999, Charles M. Schulz announced he was retiring from the Peanuts comic strip after 50 years. The last strip was published on February 13th, 2000. He died the day before, on the 12th. 2008, President George W. Bush showed some quick reflexes when he dodged a pair of shoes thrown at him by an Iraqi journalist during a news... broadcast in Baghdad. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He, like, ducked.
That's awesome.
Who throws a shoe, honestly?
Really?
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 1977, the same day you were born.
Yeah.
That a movie premiered in New York City.
Nice.
You came out the same day as Staying Alive. Or not Staying Alive, but Saturday Night Fever.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you think your mom had this on in the delivery room?
I don't know. We didn't call and ask her. Push, Patty! I was born at night, though, so they could have been playing a
like
little
in
bit.
The evening or
in
super
evening.
Early morning.
No, in the evening, like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. I was born on the day Star Wars came out.
That's very cool.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
That came out in the summer. I came out in February.
Why are you making up lies?
I came out the same year as Star Wars and Saturday Night Fever. Anyway, Saturday Night Fever premiered on this day in 1977, and that is why today, December 14th, is... Dirt!
Russell Brand is a cool dude. I'll tell you why I come up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 39 today, 19 right now, rain this weekend, and Melissa's on the phone. How are you, Melissa?
Good. Is Mel there?
I am.
Happy birthday, Mel.
Thank you so much.
That's all I need.
That's very sweet of you to call in and say that. Appreciate it.
Yep. You have a good Friday.
Hello?
She said, have a good Friday. Put your headphones on.
Sorry. I turned my headphones down, and I didn't realize he switched it over.
Mel's kind of deaf, too. So if you're looking for a gift for Mel, her blog post the other day was missing one thing, and that's hearing aids. So she's losing her hearing in her old age.
Oh, well, that happened.
Yeah.
It does. Thank you so much.
Yep. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, hearing aids. You could use some.
I should maybe go get my ears checked.
Maybe. Because what was the word you screwed up the other day?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I screw
up
words
ninth.
All the time.
Okay, here's what was happening. I think we told this story on the air, too. You thought the winner said night?
Yes, I think so.
And it was Ninth Street that they lived on?
Yes. They sound similar, though. You can't blame me for thinking that those...
But
sounded the same.
How many Ninth Streets are there and how many Ninth Streets are there?
I wasn't really thinking of that. I was just thinking that I thought they said night.
Like Dark Knight?
Yeah. Like
or K-N-I-G-H-T?
No, like a sword.
Oh, okay.
Night. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So, the supposed Mayan apocalypse is scheduled for a week from today.
Well, that's why we're going to party tonight.
Yeah. It's all going to come crashing down. And almost everyone in a new survey believes it's not going to happen.
Right, because it's not going to happen.
2% of Americans say they believe the world is ending next week.
2% actually believe
2%.
It? 2%.
Which in a country of 300 million people, that's kind of a lot.
Kind
of. Yeah. Now, just because the world isn't going to come to a sudden fiery end next Friday, it could still at some point come to an end. A survey found that 15% of people believe the rapture will happen in their lifetime.
Really?
And 36% think the severe weather we've had lately, including the earthquakes, hurricanes, and superstorms, are a sign that the end of days could be coming. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hurricane this year, so everybody head for your bunker.
Yeah. I'm scared.
It's all going to end, and then zombies are going to walk around. They're real! It could happen!
No.
It could be a government experiment!
No.
That went horribly wrong! And zombies will be walking around!
No. No.
Well, it does say in the Bible that the dead will rise.
Well, that is true. But I don't think he meant zombies.
There's a line in The Walking Dead, though, where the old guy, I can't think of his name, he says, you know... The Bible says the dead will rise, but I didn't think this is what he had in mind.
That's a great line.
I know. It was a great line. Anyway, so we both battle our snooze buttons every single morning.
Yes.
I have statistics on your snooze button.
Oh, boy.
And how long you're a complete moron when you wake up in the morning next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:50. We're going to top out at 39 today. It is 19 right now. Go ahead, put it down.
Drink?
Drink.
What did you do?
I just didn't hit my button hard enough.
Oh, I was like, what in the heck? Why did that sound funny?
Because you only heard me on your mic.
Ah, that makes sense.
Not on mine at all. Mm-hmm. That would be why. we're going to do Stupid Sexy at 7:20.
Yeah.
Mel likes to do her...
sexy voice.
Yeah.
I don't know why it drives you so crazy.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, what was that noise all about?
I was just kind of trying to mimic it, and it was a horrible attempt.
Yeah, it was.
That's all it was. And then I write stupid things for her to say in it.
It's fun. I like it.
So that's
it's hard
coming
not
up at
to
7:20.
Laugh,
we've
though.
Got some all throughout the morning. And we've also got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. Don't miss that. I was just looking through the list of songs. We have some Christmas in there. Not a lot. That's good.
It's a good one. I like it.
Yeah. So got that coming up at 9. The Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders at 7:20 also. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll give away some money. I
hope so, too. It's up to $180, and I made this one. I'm sorry that it's a little hard. You okay? Bless
yeah,
you.
I got my sneeze out
Bless
there.
You.
Yeah, I'm all good now. Okay, so there are 15 minutes in the day where you should never make a big decision. I've been advocating this for a very, very long time.
It's true.
The first 15 minutes when you wake up, doesn't matter if it's first thing in the morning or in the middle of the night, whenever it is.
Or after a nap.
Well, not necessarily nap.
For me.
Okay. Nap. That's because you sleep too long in your naps.
I know, but we've had this discussion.
Three hours isn't a nap. That's sleep.
No, I don't sleep 3 hours unless I'm sick.
According to the time you should never make a decision is when you first wake up. According to a new survey, people hate waking up in the morning.
Duh.
Oh, that's groundbreaking stuff.
Wow. Good job, survey.
Can't wait for the next one about how women love shopping. Anyway, here's what they found. Only 17% of people consider themselves a morning person. The average person, and I like to be, but I hate doing it. I hate getting to that point. I like even when I'm not working, I like to be up kind of early and just get going
get stuff
on stuff.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But usually when I wake up and I don't have anything I have to do, I don't do anything.
I know. You know, and I would love to be a morning person, but I still am a night owl.
No, you're still 4 to 7 minutes late for work every single day.
I know. It's because I can't get up in the morning. I hit snooze.
Stop hitting snooze.
If I could stop hitting snooze, yes, it wouldn't be a problem.
Put your phone across the room. Make you get out of bed.
I've been doing the sleep time thing.
Is it working?
It's interesting.
It's not working, though.
The no, average it wakes person, me up.
The average person hits snooze 14 times or for 14 minutes after their alarm first goes off. It takes an average of 36 minutes before we actually feel awake.
True.
And 73% of people say they feel better waking up to a sound effect than a horrible buzzer.
Yeah, mine's not so bad. My
birds
noise.
Tweeting was the most popular wake-up sound.
What?
A rooster crowing was second, and waves crashing was third. Waves crashing would not wake me up.
That would not wake me up either.
I'm going into my alarms right now. My first one that I have is this one. Let me see. Only it goes over and
Somebody's
over
Somebody's
going
to be mad right now.
Why?
Because they're like hearing that noise and thinking they have to wake up.
Here is the other one that I have.
I don't mind playing.
This one is a little more obnoxious and it drives me crazy when I start hearing it. That super high-pitched noise.
I've tried to get mine to play here.
And then, let's see, is this the one? Nope, that's not the one. Here's the one. No, I have one that's like a rooster.
Oh.
Crowing.
Really?
Yeah, it is annoying. Incredibly annoying. I like annoying sounds when I wake up in the morning. Not that I like the sound, but it makes me mad and it wakes me up.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. But I don't make a big decision the first thing when you wake up.
Don't do it.
Because there are some times where... Do you ever do this? You first wake up and you just stand there and stare at nothing.
I have done that before.
I'll be standing in my bathroom... And I'm just like staring at the bottom right corner of the mirror.
I think you're almost like you're sleeping.
And it's
still.
Like I'm in a trance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have to do right away, I have to get something in my stomach like immediately. Like I pretty much jump out of bed, go to the kitchen and just get just something in my stomach. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Brownie, cookie.
I go to the bathroom.
Handful of cereal. I do that first, but then I'll go do that, and then I'll get ready for work.
I go to the bathroom, and then I get dressed.
And then I get distracted. Oh, there's the coffee.
thank goodness for coffee makers that you can set to make.
Yep.
Mine, when you need to.
Mine turns on at 4 a.m.
It's awesome, because
and by the time
nice
I,
smell
By the time
coffee?
I get out, it's 4:15, 4:20, and it's all ready to go. Sometimes I'll just forget to get my coffee ready to go.
Yeah.
There was one time a week or two ago, I forgot to put water in it. So it turned on, but there's no water in it. The grounds are there. It was all ready to go, except
forgot water.
I didn't put any water in it.
That's awesome.
This is why you don't make big decisions early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's 656, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.